Everything about the outcome of the situation is a prison with bars made of anxiety. Escape it now. Hello everyone, I'm Amar and I'm back after COVID recovery and you're listening to the 34th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. Stop caring about the outcome, start to focus on the action at hand. You will get rid of your anxiety. When I was 11 years old and got my first MP3 player, I started listening to music while stalling in my veranda. I used to listen to music and imagine myself in some unrealistic scenarios. Those unrealistic scenarios soon started to become grand, but absolutely ridiculous. In a year or two, that habit got so enforced that whenever I had anything to think about, I would start listening to music and walk. Whether it is a problem in a relationship, studies, or any possible issue for which one might worry. Music started to fade away in the background. I would stall for hours sometimes and it was getting pathetic. Wait, pathetic? Well, isn't walking good for your health? Yes, definitely, but not on the expense of your mental health. Was starting to emerge as a trigger. Listening to music while walking had become a trigger for compulsive thinking. I could not just stall and listen to music. Instant music was just some background noise which isolated me from the real world, and walking was just the response to my anxiety. It got so bad that I would keep walking for hours in this scorching heat of New Delhi summers while I am sweating pints of sweat, feeling dizzy and brains hurting because of all that overthinking. Until the end of 2020, I didn't realize the actual underlying problem. I was caring about the outcome. If I started doing anything, whether it is studying for a particular entrance exams, playing a sport, or even starting a new relationship, I would start focusing on the outcome. And the outcome would be like the topper in that exam, champion in that sport, or the perfect romantic relationship. I would try to imagine a future which doesn't exist. I know those are great goals and it is good to visualize success, but it is definitely the worst to start living in that imagination, because life will happen and life won't happen according to the plan. When life doesn't go according to that imagination, one starts to ruin the real deal, which inevitably will be more boring or not as lively as that imagination. I was trying to fit the reality in those imagined scenarios. I stopped caring about the outcome. Last weekend, I went to play golf for the very first time, and that too alone. Previously, this would have been a daunting task because I would have created high expectations for myself, and somehow, if I didn't exceed those expectations, then I would have been a loser. Not anymore. Now, I only care about what I can do in the moment. Well, in the moment, I could just go to golf course and ask the coach for a beginner lesson, leaving the outcome out of mind. And that is what I did. I still had a little bit of anxiety because I was doing something new. But hey, we don't have to eliminate anxiety. That's what makes us human. Try to accept it, but don't let it run your imaginations on steroids. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday, and check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.